Coming off a weekend where there's always lots of sports activity, one of the things we wanted to mention, as far as our Detroit Tigers go, getting swept by the White Sox. Yeah, White Sox, a very good team. Tigers, of course, still trying to find their way, even though they had very good success against Seattle and had high hopes coming against Chicago. Just didn't happen. But one of the things we can talk about is how the future of our Detroit Tigers is taking another step closer. As the Tigers have announced that Spencer Torkelson, of course, the top draft pick, and Dylan Dingler, who is, or I should say was, a teammate with Spencer, both of them were teammates with the West Michigan Whitecaps, have been promoted and are now not playing in single A, now in double A. Moving up the ladder.
All right.
As both have been very successful. Torkelson, who had actually started kind of slow in his minor league career, has really turned it on and has advanced to the point where he has now been doing very well and taking that next step. Of course, Loons fans had a chance to see Spencer Torkelson just recently when the West Michigan Whitecaps were in town. Hope you had a good look, because since he's in double A, no longer will he appear at downtown.
Won't be there.
I mean, with the Whitecaps, yeah. And Dingler's been doing very well, too, catching prospect.
Right. You know, I think it was the lead announcer for the Whitecaps who said it's bittersweet. Hate to see them go, but this is all part of the plan, is it not?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, at least that's what everybody hopes. It's all part of the plan.
And I had forgotten this, but it also will put him as far as being on the team with the Double A Erie, with Riley Green.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
So you got three, what we hope will be future Tigers, all there in Double A Erie, and here we are. Just in the middle of June, depending on how they perform there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you never know. Could be another step up toward Triple A by the end of the season, and 2022 starts to loom. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to after this weekend.
Yeah.
Right. At least Pat says from the corner.
At least it was against Chicago.
Yes.
It was that.
Quality team. It's not like they tanked against somebody bad. I mean, we took care of Seattle. I mean, pretty well.
Right. Now, Chicago's a good team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they broke up that no-hitter and shutout, eh?
Yeah, they did that, at least. Was, yes. Yeah. Thankfully, they have Eric Haas.
So Saturday, they get pounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. And have to use two position players to pitch.
Right.
Well, for the first time in like 100 years. And yesterday, they had to do bullpen by committee.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're hoping that, Turnbull will be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're missing. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's good news, though, that we said this was going to be a tough year, and hoping that the Riley Green and Torkelson and Dingler and some of these other players are going to be able to make contributions here soon.
Yep.
And, you know, that's building on hope.
Well, again, moving up the ladder in the minor leagues, that's part of it.
Yeah, that is part of it.
The Tigers' future gets closer.
Maybe they should be climbing that ladder sooner rather than later.
Yeah. There's some Tigers fans wish that would happen.
Yes.
Especially for Riley Green's case, because he's been around for a few years, but he started as a teenager.
Yeah, he did.
With the Tigers.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've got to believe he'll be with the team next year. Got
to
believe.
Like to think so.
Yeah.
647 on WSW, we should make mention. Especially Pat Johnston, since the French Open is now final.
Uh-huh, yes. That was...
Wow.
Yeah, that is one of the biggest achievements. I know there are some of you are not tennis fans out there, but I'll just say this. What Novak Djokovic did this weekend is going to be considered one of the greatest feats in professional sports, because he defeated Rafael Nadal, who owns the French Open, and he defeated him in the semifinals. It was a great match, too, 4.5 hours. And then he's 34 years old. Let's remember that. 34 years old, and he has to play basically 36 hours later against a 22-year-old upstart, Stefanos Tsitsipas, who I think will be, you know, a multi-winning Grand Slam champion here soon. And he loses the first two sets. Looks like he's down and out completely. And then all of a sudden, he just turns it up, and he wins the next three sets to win his 19th title, one behind Roger and Rafa now. It was an amazing, amazing feat.
I didn't know he came from two sets down.
Yeah, again, 34 years old.
Yeah,
that I think that's the thing that just boggles a lot of people's minds, is that you have 34-year-old Novak Djokovic, 35-year-old Rafa Nadal, and still 39-year-old Roger Federer out there, and they still seem to be dominating the sport. None of the kids are able to top them. It's an amazing, amazing moment in professional sport.
And to think that if Djokovic could win another major,
yeah, which he'll probably do,
to have three guys in the same era,
yeah,
essentially,
yeah,
winning 60.
Yeah.
Just
starting in 2003 when Federer won his first Wimbledon championship, that you have watched three guys win 60 majors in these last 15, 16 years. It is an amazing, amazing moment that we'll never see that again in sport.
No.
Never see that again.
It's just a trifecta of brilliance.
Yeah, it is.
It really, truly is.
Yeah.
So hopefully you caught that.
Yeah.
Oh, and one other note. Hopefully caught this too, and I know there's been some stories on this, just I think it's so much fun. You hear what Second of Spirit Davis T-Bone Cod did, the youngster?
No. What did he do?
Well, remember, of course, the Spirit season was canceled, and say Davis Cod, who was still in high school,
yeah,
was playing golf for his high school, for Brighton, won the state championship. T-Bone Cod did, won the single. The team won the state championship. He won singularly a state championship.
Oh, very good.
Amazing.
Oh, awesome.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was the same weekend that there was an NHL draft combine going on.
Yeah.
He was going back and forth between that and Erie, Pennsylvania to make sure he could play.
Nice.
Isn't that something?
Oh, that's great. That is. What, I mean, that's awesome.
What a great memory to have. I mean, here, professional hockey player. I think I'll go win my high school golf championship. And now I think the entry draft is in July, and I think this is his chance to have a draft, you know, rights claimed by an NHL team.
Right.
Hopefully somebody takes him.
Yeah.
He's a fine young man. He's a scrapper. Fans love him. He stands like maybe 5'9", 5'10", like 165, 770 pounds. But he's got a lot of energy in that makeup.
Oh, cool. Well, that's awesome.
That's just fun.
And they're hoping, right, that we'll have Saginaw Spirit Hockey in October?
Yeah.
Early October?
I believe that's what it is. The Ontario Hockey League ready to go.
Yeah.
Full season this coming fall.
That'd be great.
So they're expecting to work things out with Canada and border
crossing? Yeah, I think that's been all cleared now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least for the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, athletically.